Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that
long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Welcome back to the second hour. Matt Flynn Direct coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going back to the front lines of history in the making. And I want to make an announcement and make a recommendation. There's a novel out. I'm the guy that wrote it, my third novel. It's called Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D. Just released by Speaking Volumes Press. And the plot is that ISIS is planning to bomb the State of the Union, kind of like 9/11. And they make a fatal mistake, and that is they embed their assassins in Milwaukee before they secretly transport them to Washington, and that is a very big mistake. Spoiler alert, ISIS doesn't get away with it this time. It's got a lot of buzz, and one thing I'm very happy to announce on March 25th, Boswell Books on Milwaukee East Side, Daniel Golden, the owner, is a treasure. It's an independent bookstore, and it's doing well in spite of Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And Milwaukee Jihad is available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble everywhere. But there is going to be a book event. I'll sign books at Boswell Books on the east side of Milwaukee, Friday, March 25th. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a great book to read. And also, if you like history, you like modern history, and you're getting a lot of it in this station, you'll get a kick out of some of what I say and what I write. So anyway, new novel, Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D, by me, Matt Flynn. And it has just been released by Speaking Volumes Press at an author event, book signing, March 25th, Friday at Boswell Books on the east side of Milwaukee. Okay, I'm going to get to somebody that I don't mention frequently and wish I mentioned less. And that is Sarah Palin. Sarah, I can see Russia from my house. Palin. You remember Sarah Palin, vice presidential nominee under John McCain in 2008. Reportedly, John McCain met with her for a total of only 2 hours before he designated her. It is one of the biggest cases of political malpractice in history. He would have lost anyway, in my view. I mean, investment banks were going bankrupt by October of 2008. It wasn't even sure that we'd have any investment banks left in our banking system. And our automakers were all going under. But it didn't help him to have Sarah Palin. Well, Sarah Palin sued the New York Times for libel, for defamation. And the judge just announced that he's going to dismiss the case. This is a very important case for free speech, and let me dig into it very briefly. The overall tort of defamation has two prongs. One of them is libel and one of them is slander. If you're not a lawyer, you hear people say defamation of character, libel, slander. Well, defamation is the umbrella. Libel is written defamation. Slander is verbal defamation. Slightly different proof standards and ability to get damages. But basically, if you're a public figure like Sarah Palin, even if somebody publishes something against you that isn't true, you can't get any money out of them unless you can prove they did it with malice. And malice isn't what you normally think, like you have somebody's malicious. What malice means is they did it deliberately or so recklessly, they might as well do it deliberately. In other words, they knew it was false and did it anyway. Or with even very rudimentary investigation, they could have realized it was false. Well, in this case, here's the deal. Gabby Giffords, the congresswoman in Arizona, was shot in 2011 by a guy named Jared Lee Loeffner. He killed six people, including a nine-year-old girl. Gabby Giffords was badly wounded. She's the wife of Mark Kelly, the astronaut who is now in the Senate in Arizona. And Palin's PAC, Sarah Palin's PAC, had circulated a map of targeted election districts for Gifford and 19 other Democrats, and they put crosshairs over them. So you had Gifford's Arizona congressional district with the crosshairs on it. When she was asked about it, she said, oh, those weren't crosshairs. Those were surveyor marks. Oh, really? Surveyor marks. You're a surveyor, huh? You're a surveyor. Baloney. Baloney. There have been other instances where people put crosshairs on pictures of doctors that provide abortions and they were killed. If I put a picture of a crosshairs on Donald Trump, I'd get a visit, or Joe Biden or anybody else, I'd get a visit from the Secret Service. You don't do that. Roger Stone put up a picture on social media of the judge in his case with crosshairs on it, and she was so weak she didn't revoke his bail. I would have revoked that in a heartbeat. I would have sent the gendarmes down there, throw some handcuffs on Roger Stone for doing that. Well, Sarah Palin did it not on the pictures, but on the congressional districts of 19 Democrats, including Gabby Lee Gifford. Actually, maybe 20. Maybe she was the 20th, 19 or 20. She got shot by Jared Lee Loeffner. Then you fast forward, and there was a shooting at a baseball game years later. And Steve Scalise, the number three Republican, actually the number two Republican, was badly injured in it. And fortunately, there's a bunch of congressmen. Fortunately, there was a Capitol Police officer there who got the guy, or they might have all been killed. So there's violence. There's violence in the air. Donald Trump, for instance, said that Hillary Clinton's bodyguard should be removed and the Second Amendment people should, quote, take care of her, end quote. And then when Secret Service went to see him, he said, oh, I just meant that they should vote. Well, the New York Times lawyer did a very good job. And he said, all right, you're still on Fox News, right? Yep, she's on Fox News. And you might run again, right? Yes, I may run again. She's a public figure. What damages did you have by our publicizing the fact that you had done this, and we felt that contributed in this editorial to the general climate of violence? And by the way, the New York Times then wrote a corrective piece and said, there's no direct link that we've seen, and we're not saying there was, between Jared Lee Loeffner and those crosshairs. You know, we can't prove that he actually saw the crosshairs. So they were pretty stand up. They said, but this is a legitimate discussion, gentlemen and ladies. This is a legitimate discussion. We have not had violence in American politics since the Civil War. And since Trump, we have. You've seen the January 6th insurrection. Yesterday, somebody tried to assassinate a mayoral candidate in Louisville, Kentucky. Shot at him and his staff. They barred the door and got down behind a desk. The bullet grazed his clothing. You know, when a shot's fired in anger, you can't depend on it to graze your clothing. Could have gone right in his heart. It's an assassination attempt. Trump unleashed this. The Republican Party unleashed it. Giuliani on January 6th in that speech said, let's have trial by combat. He doesn't know beans about combat. He didn't serve in the military. Who the hell is he? They throw these terms around. Rebecca Clayfish said, have you brought your knives? Remember, what's that all about? or we have to hire more mercenaries and have a bigger army than they. She's not inciting violence by saying that, but it's not equivalent to the other things I'm discussing, but it talks about weapons and armies. What happened to people running for governor talking about taxes and education? Like the old days. Like the old days. Anyway, this went to a jury trial. And the judge, while the jury's out deliberating, said this: I'm going to dismiss this case because she hasn't proven malice. She's a public figure. Even if you assume that there was some implication of a link to the Gabby Gifford shooting in talking about the general climate of violence, they corrected it in an editorial, and she has no damage. She said, I haven't gotten any damages. I'm going to let the jury keep deliberating. If they want to come back with a verdict, go ahead. I'm going to toss it out. The benefit of doing that is then if Sarah Palin wants to appeal, she can appeal the jury verdict with a damages award, presumably. And then if the Court of Appeals feels the judge was wrong in throwing it out, they don't have to retry the case. They don't have to retry the case. That's what it ends up doing. So in any event, very, very good development in the New York Times case. He's going to throw it out. This was simply a suit to get some publicity for Sarah Palin so she can run again. She's bad news. I don't care where she runs. If she runs in Alaska, not much we can do about it, but she has name recognition. But if she tries to run anywhere else or stick herself on some kind of a short list for VP or a cabinet position, she's not qualified. We can't have her. We simply can't have her. So as a matter of First Amendment law, I would have tossed this thing out right at the start. And the judge did. He tossed it out at the start. Court of Appeals said, no, let her have a jury trial. Okay, you have a jury trial, but we listened to this for a lot of days. She comes up with squat. This is a very, very favorable development. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. Back after the break. For a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.